Good morning, everyone. Today is December the 31st, 2020. This morning, it was laid on my heart for me to say a prayer for each and everyone. I know that we're about to go into 2021, and I thank God for waking us up this morning, allowing us to see another day that was not promised to any of us. So anybody that can hear, you know, the sound of my voice is a blessing. And, you know, I did my daily routine today, and that was wake up. I read my scriptures, and I started to pray. And, you know, God had just really took me into a deep, deep prayer. I just was in a spirit really, really heavy this morning. And I just was thinking about, you know, just how blessed, you know, how blessed we are, you know, and how good God is to us. Even when we're undeserving, even when we don't deserve his blessings, he still just rain his blessings upon us. You know, he keep us from hurt, harm, and danger. He keep our minds. He keep us from going crazy. He gives us life, and he give us abundantly life. He give us prosperity. He's just amazing. And, God is really good, and he has really, really been good to me. And it hasn't been something that he has done for me physically as far as, or I should say financially, but mentally, he has really broke yoke in my life. He has really released me from bondage and released me from the things that was eating me up inside mentally, you know, things that was out of my control, things that I wanted to control or wanted to get understanding of why it was going certain ways. But God said he had a different plan for me. And sometimes when you sit back and you allow God to take full control over your life, and I mean full control, when you just surrender. You surrender and you say, Lord, I am here. I don't know why I have been through this. I don't know why I have been through that. I don't know why you take me through these obstacles. Every time I turn around, there's trials, there's tribulations, there's frustration, there's heartache, there's heartbreak, it's pain, it's grief, it's sorrow, but I'm here. And Lord, I know that there is always purpose and pain. And I know when it comes to myself, God has showed me what my purpose was. You know, why he had to take me through so much pain. And sometimes God just need the strong. He need the strong warriors. He need those type of people on his team. And you cannot be weak serving God. And for so long, I just didn't seem to understand why me. You know, why not this person or that person? Like, why me? I just, you know, always feeling like the black sheep. It's just always me, Lord. Why me? But this morning he said, it's because of this. It's because my love is sufficient and my mercy is sufficient and my grace is sufficient. And it's because I love you and I have set you aside, daughter. I have set you aside and I have molded you to be what I've called you to be. And because you was disobedient for so long, I had to take you through those things until you surrender, because God don't need nobody. He's just bad all by himself. But God needs people out here that's willing to be a willing vessel. And I've always told God, even at a young age, use me. You know, I used to be so in tune with the prophets that was on the TV. And I used to love to see people praise God in church when I was a little girl. And I always used to have a prayer and say, God, use me. I want you to use me for your glory. And no matter what type of sin that I found myself to be in, it just always been my prayer, because I do not want my work on this earth to be in vain. I just, sometimes you get tired of living without a purpose. Every day is the same thing. Your routine is the same thing. Whether you're drinking, whether you're smoking, whether you're partying, whether you're fornicating, whether you commit adultery, whatever the sin that you indulge in, it has to come to an end. And the only way out is death. You know, the Bible says the wages of sin is death. And I wasn't ready to die because I have children that I have to live for. So I had to remind myself to keep saying, Lord, use me. But I know God couldn't use me for his glory when I was a mess. You know, you just can't live any type of way. And it takes God to do something with your mind. But it takes willingness. You got to be willing for a change. You can't say that you want to change. You want to be different. I want to be made over. I'm tired of my life. But you're doing the same things. Repetitive behaviors. You're just doing the same thing over and over. Sometimes you get tired. And I think for the last couple of months in my life, God has just been equipping me. And he really has been equipping me for whatever it is that he need me for or he wants to use me for. And every day I wake up, I feel like I got new strength. He gives me and he shows me new revelation to things. He speaks to me in a way that's like, wow, you know, what did I ever do to deserve this? But sometimes the Bible says you reap what you sow. And despite the things that I was indulging in, I've always had a big heart. I've always given. I want to do this for this person, do that for this person. That's just the type of person that I am. And God remembers those things. You really reap what you sow. Even if he do not bless you, when you feel like you need those blessings, I promise you all, it's always going to be on time. When he bless you, it's going to be on time. You're going to find yourself and you're going to be like, oh my Jesus, I really needed God to do this right now. So now I understand why he didn't. Okay, I get it. One of those type of blessings. And I just find myself in those situations all the time. But when I say my prayer lately has been, Lord, make me over. Just make me over, because sometimes you seem to stray away. Even saints, we seem to stray away and we get confused or we get distracted by the things that's not good for us. It doesn't matter who or what it is, but we get distracted by those things. And when I was praying this morning, you know, oh my God, if y'all don't have the Holy Ghost, I pray that y'all ask God. I pray that y'all seek the Holy Ghost for 2021. I dare you, because when I say it's the best gift in the world that you can receive, it's the best gift in the world. There's no other gift that I've ever received in this world that's better than the Holy Ghost. When I say it would clean you up inside out, it would transform you, your mind, your thoughts, your body, everything inside out. It's the best thing that ever happened to me. And when I say I will praise God anywhere, anytime, don't matter who's around me. You can look at me like I'm a fool, but I'm a fool for God. Yeah, I love him. And I love him. And I am here today because of him. You are here today because of him. It's not your own goodness and mercy why you here. It's not your own works that got you living today, listening to my voice right now. No, it does not work that way. And sometimes we don't thank God enough. Man don't give God enough glory. Men get all the glory. Men get all the glory. Wives and husbands get all the glory. Friends get all the glory. But glory belongs to him, because he put people in situations to bless other people. Just remember where your blessing come from. So when you pass it along, and that person pass it along, and that person pass it along, let's go back to the roots and remember where it started. And it started with God. He put us in the positions to be able to bless someone else. So please be mindful to always give God the glory. But I can go on and on and on and on, because I tell y'all, when I feel so good in my spirit, it ain't a devil that's walking this earth. It ain't a demon that's walking this earth, I promise you, that can take away this peace that I have on the inside, this joy that I have on the inside. And it's because I know where I came from and I know where God is taking me to. And the biggest thing of all is He's not done with me yet. And the same way that He's doing things for me, He can do it for you. You just have to surrender. You have to get rid of the new man and become a new creature in God. You have to try your best to obey those 10 commandments that's in Exodus 20, verse 1 through 17. You have to try your best to keep those commandments. It's nothing hard with living right. It's not hard treating people right. It's not hard with forgiving people for the little things that they have done to you or the little things that they have said to you. It be the littlest thing sometimes that we tend to hold on to for years. And you don't know when the death angels are coming for you or the next person. Get it right. Even if you got to get it right for yourself. For yourself. Because it's never about the next person. It's a by yourself journey. If you want to see God's face, you have to get it right with people. And I've always, always worried about people and why they think this, why they say this, why they, you know, why me, Lord? Why somebody got to say something?